It was going to be a very busy spring for Knoxville freshman Nora Pearson. Pearson was going to be a two-sport athlete for the Panthers, playing soccer and running track and field. However, Nora's schedule came to a screeching halt in mid-April when it was announced that spring sports season was canceled. She says it was something that took a while to figure out what to do next.
Yeah, it's definitely been a big adjustment from kind of going all the time with all my practices and stuff to having nothing to do, you know? So I guess I've been trying to keep running, but yeah, it's definitely weird.
She had a plan all in place for soccer and track and said it was rather surreal at first.
It was really surreal because I had been kind of playing it in my mind, kind of expecting like this pretty busy schedule from trying to do a sport with soccer and track. So it definitely didn't feel real at first. I didn't really understand what was happening.
It was dependent on which week she was on, but juggling the practices and which ones to be at was the most challenging part of the spring.
We had just started to figure that kind of stuff out. It kind of depended on the week, I think, because some weeks I was going to trade over practices, go to track practice Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then soccer Tuesday and Thursday, or on the less heavy, not workout track days, I could go to soccer practice and then just finish my workout after. We were starting to juggle the practices, yeah.
Nora says her family, teammates, and coaches count as her support staff.
I just try to stay organized, and I feel like I can tackle stuff because I have a really great group of supporters, my family, and then also both of my teammates for track and soccer have been really awesome this whole season. And I've got a lot of encouragement from my soccer teammates who have dual sported in the past, and they've given me a lot of words of wisdom, so that's really nice.
Now, if you remember this past fall, Nora set the cross-country world on fire in her first high school meet as she set a school record for a cross-country meet. She then qualified for state and ultimately finished fifth overall in Class 3A.
Really incredible. Now that I look back at it, I think all of my talent and all my ability comes from God. So I'm really blessed to be able to do that. And I think just having success really early on at the early bird meet gave me a lot of confidence that I hadn't had in past years. So that was really nice. And obviously my team is just incredible. They're so great. They're my biggest supporters out there. And I think the biggest takeaway is just going out there and doing it and trying something new and being a part of a sport with such a great team. It's like a family.
Nora knows there will be a target on her back this fall in cross country, but she is looking forward to getting to know her teammates and meeting all the new faces on the Panther roster.
That's really weird to think about because I remember this year just hearing that from all the other teams, hearing about their girls and their best runners. So it's kind of hard to think of myself as one of those people. But I think the thing I'm looking forward to most this season is just meeting all the new people, the incoming freshmen. And then I think we have a lot bigger group of sophomore girls, my grade, coming out, which is really exciting too.
Nora Pearson is already preparing for the cross-country season by doing what she does best, running. And if social distancing guidelines are still in place by the cross-country season, she can easily social distance by just running away from the pack. For KDIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.